How you doing? A few people have said to me on social media that you know, they're on their own and I couldn't really reply to them on there because they don't know that I make And if you listen to me, I do mostly have a, let me take my glasses off, I have a side that's very, very cuddly. If you want to know what I'm like, I only wear glasses for reading. But I'm warm and friendly. I'm smiley. And I have to go without cuddles quite a lot. So I wanted to share a technique that makes you feel better. When you haven't got someone to cuddle. But you could listen to your favourite star, your favourite celebrity crush, or maybe look at a picture of someone that you would love to cuddle right now. And I want you to take your top off because your skin on your chest and your back is very sensitive. Whether you're a man or a woman, we're used to wearing clothes most of the time, even in bed, t-shirts, nighties. And vests. I don't know. Women tend to wear nighties or t-shirts. What's the other thing they wear? Those teddy things. I think those are more for sexy times. I mean, just cuddles. Now what you do is you place a pillow next to you in bed. It'll be cool at the moment, so it needs warming up. Just, you know, get a little friction going there with your hands. That's it. Lay on your side, the side that you like best, and pull the pillow towards you. Now the covers on the bed, tuck them right up behind your back and bring the cover round you. And your arm that you're going to sort of lay on, you've got to tuck that around, almost across yourself, you know. Maybe hold your shoulder. Yeah, you getting it now? Now, it's important that nobody's really able to hear you because it might seem silly. You might even laugh yourself, but you've got to make a noise. It's got to be that noise that you make physically. You've got to trick your body into feeling, you know. Come on. comforting pat on the back, if you can reach, or pat on your shoulder, squeeze. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, you know they're there. You know they'd be holding you. Maybe their head's a bit higher than your head. And your cheeks against their chest. Bury your face in their chest. Remember that feeling. Bring one of your legs over a bit if you want. Rubbing thighs. Doesn't have to be sexual, you know, it's just like when you used to squeeze in bed between mum and dad, or even if it's just a dog that used to get in bed and lay all over you, making you get a dead leg. Just a bit longer. Breathe in and out. Nice, heavy breaths. It's really, you can trick your mind into getting there. You're safe because it's only you. You're safe because it's your bed and it's your arms. A bit of self-love like this for your well-being. You've got to. You've got to. For your own well-being. Hug, cuddle, just breathe it, breathe that feeling in. You can even remember all the most recent hugs, all the best hugs you've had in your life. Let them flood over you. Sad time. And the good times, sexy times, or the times that were just so wholesome, so good, innocent days. And your cheek and your nose rubs. Maybe you remember the smell. Maybe you remember someone's garden or a cologne that somebody wore. Perfume. I remember the smell of the washing. He always had a certain smell on their clothes. It's perfectly all right to miss someone. It's okay to feel sad from time to time. They're all valid. They're all valid feelings, don't have to be positive all the fucking time. Excuse my language. I mean, people say try and stay positive, try and do this, try and do that. Oh. Feel what we're feeling at the time we're feeling it. There's nothing wrong with that. Everything has a time and a place. You're safe now. Breathe away the sadness. Breathe it away. Don't forget, this too shall pass, you know. Come out the other side together. I mean, there's going to be a lot of hugging going on. A lot of singing going on. Actually, I mean, in that way it's a good thing. Helps us appreciate each other again. There's going to be a lot of horny people as well. But don't jump in bed with just the first person. You deserve good things. Say it, repeat it after me. I deserve love. I deserve cuddles. Long cuddles. I deserve long, lovely, comfortable. Lovely, comfortable cuddles, snuggles, and maybe even tickles. There's going to be a lovely reward for looking out for everyone. Staying home. Being careful. Looking out. All the people we're connected to. We're all here. We can do it. And our reward will be that people are safe when this finishes. Yeah. Oh, it's going to feel so good. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to feel so. I love them, and we've got to love ourselves, however self-serving and that sounds. We've got to look after our own well-being. You're doing so well. You really are. You are doing so well. And every time you feel like you need a hug, just wrap yourself up tight like this again. Nice and tight. Yeah. Nice and tight in those covers. Feel it. Feel the effort that everyone's making. Oh yeah. Breathe out. Breathe in the goodness. And breathe out any bad thoughts. Yeah. You know the ones. Breathe them out. Breathe in all the love that's still to come. All that potential. All that great stuff that we've got waiting for us. You might even be able to